Joining us by telephone is Sean Duffy, the 7th District Congressman, the incumbent running against Pat Kreitlow. This campaign has become an expensive one. Any idea why this is now the most expensive congressional race in Wisconsin history?
Well, with redistricting, we've added St. Croix County into the 7th District, which means there's a lot more people on the western side of the state. And that means ads have had to be purchased in the Minneapolis media market. And the Minneapolis media market is very expensive. And that's one of the reasons why the cost has gone up dramatically. But the cost in the race has also increased, as folks in Wausau know. A lot of these liberal groups have been running ads against me for the last year. They've made ad purchases and run ads here in the 7th District trying to help Senator Kreitlow. These liberal outside groups, special interest groups, have actually set up a home base as a grassroots effort in the Wausau area. And so you see a lot of this money pouring in trying to help Senator Kreitlow. And, you know, I think the numbers have increased dramatically, specifically because of the addition of Minneapolis-St. Paul as a media market that has to be played in.
And I imagine both of you are playing that market as best you can because it is expensive and it does cover a pretty good chunk of the district.
Well, I bought ads on cable over there because it's so expensive to buy the actual TV. But the outside groups have both bought the actual television, the network television in that market.
Do you think the outside spending from the super PACs is a factor, and is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, for me, they've spent more money on me than our side has spent defending me. And I'm one who believes if we could get all the money out of politics, we would all be better off. But if you do it, you have to get the money out from both sides. And if we were able to craft some proposals to make sure that happens, man, I would be supportive of that because there's so much money that's spent. And, you know, people in the greater Wausau area, they've been seeing ads being run here for months. Actually, the National Democrat Party, the third ad they ran in the whole country this year was run against me in Wausau. And they were running for 2 weeks before the National Republican Party got up running ads. So it's been a long time. It goes back to the middle of August. And I think all of us, and me specifically, are sick of all the negative ads. And really, we can't wait for this to be over on November 6th.
Well, that leads right up to my next question. This seat is obviously a high-priority target for both parties, isn't it?
I think, yeah, absolutely.
So far from what we can see in the OpenSecrets.org website, it looks like fundraising is going about $2.4 million for your fundraising, $1.1 for Mr. Kreitlow. We have no idea what the outside interest groups are, except the it's a total of around $3.5 million combined for both candidates. That's a lot of money. Now, as you look at your own campaign, do you foresee any negative balances at the end of this? Are you going to go into debt with this, or is there going to be enough there to cover what you're actually spending?
No, we've been responsible in projecting our ad buys and making sure we have the resources to cover our office staff and the television buys that we've made. So, no, we're not going to go into the red in this race. I feel pretty comfortable with, you know, how we've managed the finances on our team and have saved a little bit of dollars here to make sure we could be up on TV this last week and up strong to make sure we're getting our message out there, talking about, you know, fiscal responsibility, talking about how we grow the economy, but also making sure people understand that Senator Kreitlow is someone who might talk about wanting to only tax millionaires and billionaires. But as a state senator, he voted for the largest tax increase in Wisconsin history, tax increases that impact the hardworking Wisconsin families, our small businesses, and our small manufacturers. And so I want to make sure people are clear on the distinction between the two of us in regard to the tax issue.
Last question, what do you foresee for the final stretch of the campaign? Where are you going to be? What do you think it's going to take to win?
We're going up to Superior tomorrow. And then we're jumping on the Lumberjack Express Tour is what we're doing this time. Lumberjack Express Tour going all around the district, stopping in many of the communities that dot the 7th District. We'll be doing that for 4 to 5 days. That'll lead us up right to election. And I'll go vote. And then on Tuesday night, I'll watch the results come in, and hopefully we'll be honored again to represent the 7th Congressional District for another 2 years.
Congressman Sean Duffy joining us.